Hey, I'm Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
And welcome to the Property Investors Podcast. This week's show, we're going to be delving into one of the spiciest topics in the housing debate. Are landlords destroying the economy? Now listen, if you've seen the headlines, the activists, or you've listened to that one guy at the pub after 3 pints of Carling, the answer seems obvious. Landlords are parasites. They produce nothing. They just bleed the society dry. And it all sounds very convincing. But hold on. Do the people down the pub actually know what they are talking about? We've been here before, haven't we? Do you remember the Millennium Bug?
Yes.
Year 2000. The banks are going to crash. The planes are going to fall from the sky.
I generally remember back then being scared.
Yeah.
Like, I remember as a kid, so I would have been 10, going to sleep thinking, will we actually survive tomorrow?
Are we still going to be here?
Yeah. Now I'm
a bit embarrassed about that.
Yep.
So what we're going to do this week, we're going to walk through all the evidence and we're going to find the answers properly to the question, are landlords a leech on society or are they actually filling a crucial role in the capitalist economy? So do you want to put together your best argument? I know you've been researching it well.
Yes.
On what are people saying? Why do people even say landlords are a leech on society? What's their argument?
Well, I think most people think landlords add nothing of value. They just sit on houses and then cash in on people's rent. And I think people just generally don't like the sound of that.
That's first point. They don't add value.
No.
A lot of people, even people I respect, like Rory Sutherland, the people like that, they're like, they don't add any value. They just sit on the land.
Yeah.
And they cash money from that. So that's argument number one.
Yeah. Also, they think they make houses unaffordable. So they hoard multiple homes and then young families that want to buy a house can't and end up having to rent instead because the landlords have bought them all.
Yeah, because they basically, because they've got a monopoly, there's less homes available.
Yeah.
Which forces up the price.
Yep. And then the landlords nab them all and then they can't buy.
Good argument.
Yeah. So landlords profit from scarcity. So when they're limited, we've obviously got housing crisis, then they can up the rents and squeeze every last bit of money out of people. That's how it's always going to be seen because the rents go up.
Yeah, there's limited houses, isn't there? It's not like money, where it's basically unlimited, and it goes round and round and round. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if there was way more houses, no one would care, would they?
All right.
It's because they think the landlords take them all. Landlords increase inequality. Instead of paying off their own mortgages, basically the renters pay for them. And how annoying. Like, so people are paying all in to these houses, but are getting nothing out of it at the end. They're just paying for the houses, for the landlords. And at the end of the day, the landlords own them. The landlord's mortgage will be paid off by the people renting.
Yep.
So I'd say they are the main points, really.
It sounds quite compelling. It's like a fairy tale ending where the wicked landlord gets eaten by the dragon and everyone lives happily ever after.
Yes, of course.
One thing that I found really interesting is that 78% of viewers of this channel aren't actually subscribers. So if you want to make sure that you don't miss any new episodes or any new property news, please do like and subscribe. It also really helps our channel grow. Really appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Back to the show. So it sounds like a good argument.
Yeah.
So let's have a look at what would happen then? Because a lot of it's like, we need to get rid of landlords. What would actually happen?
Yeah, because it's all right saying in reality, oh, I know what the quick fix for that is. Get rid of the landlords. But people just don't think things through. And it's just...
So let's say tomorrow morning, landlords are abolished.
You can only have one house per person. What the house you live in, end off.
What happens?
Yeah.
Right. So I actually...
All the dreams come true.
I actually put this into ChatGPT.
Okay.
Because ChatGPT is far wiser and knows far more about the
than
economy
Russell Leeds.
Than I do. I can have my opinions, right? But I asked ChatGPT that question. What would happen if we abolish landlords? And this is what it said. First big problem. 4.7 million households in England rent privately. That's about 1 in 5. Overnight, those people would need somewhere new to live.
Wow. Yeah.
That is massive.
That is.
Massive.
Yeah.
It says next, the average UK house price is about 270 grand. Multiply that by 4.7 million homes, and you've got a 1.2 trillion housing stock. 1.2 trillion housing's got the needs replacing.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you've looked at the government's balance sheet lately, but they don't exactly have a spare £1.2 trillion down the back of the sofa. This is the same government that struggles to fill potholes in the roads. And we're expecting them to instantly become Vienna on Thames. It's not happening. So what would actually happen is if you yank millions of rental homes out of circulation, you get less supply, you get higher rents, you get more competition. It's economics 101.
Yeah.
Less supply doesn't make things cheaper. It makes things scarcer. Tenants get squeezed, not helped.
Yeah.
So then there's a labour mobility. If you're 22 and you get a job in Manchester, you don't want to buy a house the day that you move. You want to rent.
Yeah. It's obvious, isn't it, really? They say they don't want to be able to rent, but of course loads of people want to be able to rent. I mean, I know we're landlords, but we've spent most of our life renting personally because we want the flexibility to move.
And if you had to move everywhere, without a rental market, the job options shrink as well.
Yeah.
Because suddenly you've got to buy everywhere you go. So that means productivity is going to fall. So that's going to hurt the entire economy.
Yeah, it would be crazy. If they said now, no renting's allowed, everyone just buys a house. Oh, it'd be pure carnage.
Yeah. It would be like 2008 style panic, but massively higher. It would be horrendous.
Horrendous. We'd have a spike in homelessness because people just wouldn't. Some people just cannot afford to buy homes as well. So it just end off. They can't get mortgages. So it's all right saying don't have the landlords renting houses out. But where are those people going that can't get mortgages?
So we'd have a 1.2 billion. Trillion black hole, and it would be a whole load of chaos. So that's not going to work. So what you'd have to do is you'd have to phase it out. And there are countries that have tried to do this either by banning landlords, or new landlords, or capping landlords, rent control, things like that. So what I've done is I've gone through some of the countries that have done that to have a little look.
Okay, that's interesting.
All right, so here's the first one. Berlin did it. Okay. 2020, 2021, what they did was they froze rents. Of course, the tenants were, yay!
Yeah.
Rents are frozen. You're helping the tenant. Amazing. For about 5 minutes. It felt like a victory. But then what happened to the supply? It collapsed. Landlords just pulled homes from the market.
Yeah.
New listings dried up. The quality dropped.
Yeah.
Because now it's frozen. Landlords aren't going to spend money refurbing the property.
Of course they're not.
For? Right. So a year later, the courts struck down the policy. The rents bounced right back up and we basically just wasted 2 years.
Yeah.
So it was a 2-year failed experiment in Berlin. So all these people calling for rent control in London, Sadiq Khan calling for rent control. Look at Berlin. It failed.
Yeah.
It failed. Rent caps do not work.
At least it didn't take them very long.
Yeah, they reacted quite quick.
Which shows how bad that is. Because it takes ages for laws to come in.
Yeah, they're quite efficient. They're German though, aren't they?
But
they're going to be quite efficient.
I reckon that's because it had a massive effect and just clearly caused chaos and didn't work. So they quickly had to go back on it.
They did it in San Francisco. They expanded rent control in the 1990s. Again, sounds great. Tenants are protected. Except what happened is landlords stopped investing.
Yeah.
They pulled properties out. New renters got squeezed harder. Net effect, increased inequality. It's the exact opposite of the plan.
Yeah.
And this happens time and time again. If you try and attack landlords, it hurts the tenants.
Yeah.
Every time.
But what is crazy though, the tenants don't see that.
No.
They campaign for the landlords to get hit harder.
Yeah.
The landlords get hit harder and it affects them and they have it worse.
And this is my worry right now with all this new rental stuff coming in. We've talked about it on the show in detail about how it's going to affect it. But what is going to happen is landlords are going to pull out.
Yeah.
Landlords are moving country
because
of the taxes and everything here. All it does is harms the poorest and the tenants. And it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Eastern Bloc socialism. The USSR abolished landlords entirely. They were just like, no landlords. We want perfect equality.
Well, doesn't that sound like perfection?
Well, if you like chronic shortages, mile-long waiting lists and crumbling concrete flats that made prison cells look nice, then
Airbnbs.
You could do. Could make a good Airbnb. If you don't, maybe not. I've just put together a free training teaching you how to build wealth through property. I'm going to be breaking down the strategies that made me a multi-millionaire property investor and how you can do exactly the same. Link down below. Check it out. It's totally free. What are you waiting for? China and South Korea. Both of them tried to limit owning multiple homes.
Yeah.
You only own one. What happened? Didn't work. Killed the prices. Disaster, yeah. Right? Tried it, didn't work. New Zealand tried it. They tried to ban foreign buyers, but it barely moved affordability at all, right? So here are all the places it failed.
Okay.
Now, there are a couple of places where it worked to a degree.
Okay, interesting.
So the first is in Vienna.
Okay.
So in Vienna, 40 to 60% of residents live in social or limited profit housing. So what happens is the rents are low, the quality is high, but Vienna didn't achieve this by banning landlords. What they did was they allowed landlords, but they just built for 100 years straight, building, proper funding, getting all the land policies right. So the private sector still exists.
Yeah, but they've just made enough houses.
The competition is so great,
yeah,
that the rents are low because there's so many houses.
And then you've got to do a good job. You've got to keep standards high.
So they allow it, but they just out-competed it.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah, which is fair enough. Like, I don't think that would be wrong. So if they suddenly just built enough houses for everyone here, so
it stopped the prices rising up like crazy.
Fair enough.
Fine. I agree. Singapore is the other place that it worked quite well as well. And what happened in Singapore is the Housing Development Board provides affordable 99-year leases for the majority of residents. But again, private renting still exists, right?
Yeah.
Because people want flexibility.
Yeah, of course they do. Not everyone wants to buy. It's just, they just don't. And just saying, oh, that's it. Stop renting, that everyone just buys their house. It's just craziness.
So getting rid of landlords never works. Landlords are not a leech on society. Landlords are unnecessary.
Yeah.
However, potentially, if you like the social housing, you like that sort of view, you just need loads more housing.
Yeah.
To compete with the landlords, to force the landlords. This is what I love about capitalism. Capitalism, the market doesn't lie. The market forces you to do a good job.
Yeah.
So if you're a landlord in a capitalist society and there's loads of landlords, the more landlords, the better.
Yeah.
Because then there's more demand. There's more supply. So it forces you to do a better job.
Yeah.
If you've got a monopoly on it, and this is my big worry with like BlackRock and Lloyds, and what the government are doing is they're getting rid of all the little landlords. Once BlackRock or Lloyds Bank has got a monopoly, then there's no competition.
No. And
they can
then
do what they want.
They can just demand, if they just go, should we all up the rents? Where are people going to be then? Because everyone will just go, big companies will just all go, yeah, just up in the rents. And there's no one to compete. And all the little landlords have gone. And it's like they just are in total control.
Yeah.
And if you think they're going to go, I know what we're going to do. We'll just really lower all the rents. Then people are sadly mistaken and don't understand what will happen at all.
No, they don't get it. They don't get it. It's like a turkey voting for Christmas, as we've said before. So what do landlords actually do? You know, because people act like landlords are just sucking the life and out of the working class. Like evil, greedy, fat landlords. What do they actually do?
Well, I think a big one, we've said it a few times, they bring flexibility.
Yeah.
Like, people need to rent, people need to, students, young workers, families between homes. Yeah, imagine if you were moving house, how many people all have moved area and rent for a bit while they're waiting for a house, or imagine if you couldn't rent anywhere.
Yeah.
I think it would be, I mean, I just can't picture it really, because I think certain things would just become an absolute nightmare.
Mm.
And it just brings flexibility. And I think that's brilliant.
I do as well. It's again, it's great. The other thing that a lot of landlords do, a lot of our students do, a lot of what we do, is restoring old homes.
Yeah.
Which do need restoring. We talked, I don't know if we did actually. Did we talk about the... No, I don't think we did. I just wrote about it on LinkedIn. But I wrote on LinkedIn, there's 750,000 empty homes.
No, we did.
We did talk about it.
We talked about it on the podcast.
A new segment. Yeah. So 750,000 empty homes in England. A lot of those, I think 200,000 odd are like derelict and whatnot. Yeah.
But who take them on? Okay. There might be the odd family that go, oh, we really want to renovate a place. But the majority of those houses are taken on by small landlords and refurbed.
Yep.
And they're actually keeping the houses in society still circulating.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So they fund the maintenance, they upgrade them, they convert them.
Yeah.
So landlords actually do bring a lot of value to society. And here's the other thing that they do. Because there's a rental market, when interest rates spike and first-time buyers aren't in a position that they are able to get a mortgage, what do they do instead? They rent.
Yep.
So they absorb the shock, I suppose, of interest rates because they've given people that option. It kind of falls back into flexibility. But yeah. They've given people that option to rent when they can't afford to buy. If everyone had to buy, there'd be homeless people.
Oh, yeah. Loads. If we suddenly said, okay, stop all the landlords, give the put the houses on the market because everyone's buying. Anyone that's renting's got to move out. We'd be in a right mess.
We would.
Like, because people just cannot afford to buy. Now, is that the landlord's problem? No, it's not.
Here, you know, I also think, yes, landlords make money when the land and everything rises up. Not because they invented scarcity, though, by the way. It's more because the government restricts through the bad planning and bad taxing and stuff.
Yeah.
But also, I think that buying property is a bridge. It's not the, it's all right for the rich. We weren't rich.
No.
We only managed to become, we're doing well, right, because we got into property.
Yeah.
We came from a nothing background. Property is almost like a bridge. All these people that are saying we should attack the landlords, we should be saying, no, we want to teach the normal people to become landlords.
Yeah, of course.
And to buy property and to buy assets.
Yeah.
It's almost that opportunity. It's the way of bridging from being a broke person to being a wealthy person.
Yeah.
Use property.
And we've rented, we've bought investment properties. And I just love both. I also don't begrudge when I rent and I'm paying another landlord. I don't see it as I'm just wasting my money. We choose to rent. Most of our life, we've chosen to rent over buying our own home for many reasons. And the fact is, when we first got married, really young, if you couldn't have rented, well, I don't even know when we would have moved out. Well, we probably wouldn't have even got married, would we? Because we couldn't have moved out. Imagine how many people would just stay at home. There's a problem now with people staying at home. But imagine if they had to buy houses.
Everyone would be living at home forever.
Yeah, there would just people. And then basically what you'd end up doing...
You'd have a family home.
That everyone lived in.
Yeah.
And you got married. It'd go back to the old-fashioned days, wouldn't it? Where everyone lives together. And it's just like you buy a big house and then your husband or your wife moves in and it's just a big family community. You wouldn't be able to.
It'd be an absolute disaster. So if banning landlords isn't the solution, which clearly it isn't.
No.
Clearly not the solution.
They've tried, haven't they?
Yeah.
Different countries have tried. It hasn't worked.
What's the solution for the housing crisis and house prices rocketing up and what could we do? I think it's kind of obvious, right? First of all, what they need to do is they need to make planning permission easier to get. We do need to build more homes. I mean, with Labour on that plan, building 1.5 million homes. Great. But it's all talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to build. What are you actually doing?
Yeah, to...
What are we actually doing to get these 750,000 empty homes? See, in Ireland, I was chatting to a lady who's from Ireland yesterday.
Yep.
And she was saying in Ireland, derelict homes, if you find a derelict home that's empty, the government will give you a 50 grand loan to refurb it.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Not, sorry, not loan, grant.
Grant to refurb
50,
it.
Here you go, here's 50 grand. If you buy it and refurb it. The only rule is you're not allowed to sell it for 10 years, but you can rent it out as landlord. So if you're in Ireland, you can buy property, get a grant from the government
to refurb it,
because then we are providing more houses.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Why are we not doing stuff like that?
Because like we said, there's loads of houses sitting empty and derelict, and we're not encouraging, the country doesn't encourage people at all.
Why are we not encouraging build to rent?
Yeah.
Supply is the issue.
Yeah.
That's the issue. The issue is supply. It baffles me that they blame the landlords. It's a little bit like blaming the immigrants with, do you know this situation at the moment where it's like, oh, we're spending £5.4 billion a year on immigration.
Yeah.
And it's an outrage. It is an outrage. The amount that we're spending, and they've got the hotels, and obviously we got offered to house immigrants in our hotel.
Yeah.
And vast amounts to do that. It's ridiculous. It isn't the immigrants' fault, though. They're just doing what's best for them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just coming over to a country where the idiot government is prepared to pay them. It's the same as we take care of tax loopholes,
yeah.
Right? It's a policy issue. And what they should be doing, and what they claim to do, one of the reasons that when we talked about the election and who you vote for, one of the good things about Labour on paper was that they were very pro-building homes.
Oh, yeah.
And increasing...
And clearly that's what we need.
But what are they actually doing about it? What are they actually doing? Because landlords are necessary. They are not destroying the economy.
No.
They're filling a gap. The problem is not landlords. The problem is scarcity, which has all come about through, in my opinion, bad policy.
Yeah.
So next time someone turns around and says, oh, landlords are leeches. Remember, without them, you'd have shortages, you'd have chaos, you'd have higher rents. The solution is not to kill landlords. The solution, you can blame the government, the solution is to build more homes.
Yeah, 100%. I think, yeah. And if you don't see it like that, I think you're just blinded to what you want, what the media tells you to believe. I think it's so easy. They know that if they say, oh, it's the rich's fault, everyone jumps on it, loves it. Oh, it's them.
It's so easy.
Got a bad life because it's
so easy.
Them. And everyone goes along with
it's
it.
It's easy to blame the rich. It's easy to blame the immigrants.
Yeah.
It's easy to blame. It's actually the government.
Yeah,
totally. So if you found this video useful, hit like, subscribe, drop a comment. Do you think landlords are helping or hurting the economy? Debate with me. I'd love it. Debate me in the comments. Remember, capitalism works. Scarcity sucks. And landlords aren't the villains. See you next time.